I haven't been paying attention to the news lately, but apparently there are a bunch of Egyptians protesting in Wisconsin. I don't know what they're protesting about. Maybe Egyptians are lactose intolerant and they don't like cheese. Maybe it's the whole dairy industry they're against. I understand there are a lot of cows in Wisconsin. Maybe the Egyptians do not like cows. The Indians like cows, but they are not Egyptians. Maybe the Egyptians don't like the sound moo. Maybe Egyptians are worried about global warming. I understand cows are a big part of that problem. Maybe they're fans of the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Pittsburgh Steelers seem like a team the Egyptians would like. Maybe they're still sore about the Super Bowl. I don't know. Someone said the governor was acting like a dictator. They said he embezzled all the taxes and kept them for himself and his cronies. He even put some of it into a Swiss cheese account. Now there's no money to pay the teachers. That sounds like something that would happen in Egypt, not Wisconsin, even with a Republican governor. So I can understand why the Egyptians are there. They want to stop it before it spreads to their home, where you would think it should have started. Now, if you don't have any teachers, how are the kids going to learn? There won't be anyone educated enough to grow up to protest, not even the Egyptians. Maybe that's the governor's plan. Good plan. The right have been trying to break unions for a while. First, it was all those Tunisians that worked in Detroit. Not anymore. The government bailed out the car companies, but not until they busted the unions. That way, there was more money for executive bonuses, which was a good thing. I don't have a car, but I helped bail out General Motors. I think I deserve a bonus. Luckily, I'm unemployed, so I probably won't owe any taxes. That means you bailed out General Motors, sucker. Unions are very important. They keep workers from killing their bosses. The wages of sin are not enough, so I'm organizing a union. It's going to be an old-fashioned union with an organized way of dealing with management. I expect protesters momentarily. Possibly from Bahrain. I'm kind of glad the conservatives are breaking all the unions. It will just make the revolution come faster. Thomas Jefferson said every generation needs a revolution. Who cares what he said? He was not my favorite founding father.